The Bible lesson this morning is based on Luke chapter 19, verse 21 through 44. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you even you had only known of this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle for you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children without within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." The key verse is in Hebrews chapter 15. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." We invite you to come and listen to the Word of God with the title of today's message, "Why did Jesus weep?" Crying or weeping is a special emotion that we have been given by the Lord. Emotion of weeping is to express a concern. We cry because we lost a relative who passed away. A mother had cried when her daughter got married. That kind of weeping expressed a concern for someone we love. Today, we will think about why did Jesus weep. Expresses the Lord Jesus has compassion on those who he loves. There's a story. In the old day, there was an unfortunate person. He feels a lot of suffering. He could not find enough money to live, and that caused him to be disappointed. And on one day, he could not have the courage to live anymore. And he climbed on a high cliff and planned to plunge himself down to commit suicide. Before he jumped, he was sitting there reviewing how suffering life was for him. And he planned on jumping, but he heard a cry. He was surprised. Who's here? There was no one here. And he heard a cry. As he found out what it was, he discovered that on that hill, on that cliff, there is a tree, and it's a very weak tree, but the tree leaping out. With this kind of amazement, this person asked the tree, "Hey, tree, you know how to cry too?" And the tree cried and said, "I have suffered many when I grew up here on this cliff. You look, this is a cliff. There is no soil. And there's no root that could grow. And I thought that I could be uprooted any time, because there's no soil for the root to grow. So all my branches did not grow properly." And this man said to the tree, "I came up here. I also suffered. I wanted to commit suicide. Or why don't you and I both commit suicide together?" But the tree said, "Big mister, there is no one here. I'm the only tree." And the person thought what the tree was trying to say to him. "If you look, you can see that on my body there is a bird's nest. The two birds, many years, had come back and built the nest on my branches. They gave birth to the young chicks, and this is the only place here is the branches that I have. If I commit suicide now, it's very pitiful to these two birds that would not be able to build a nest, so I could not commit suicide." your congregation. Reading this story, we think about the compassion that Jesus felt for each one of us. Jesus did not cry because he was insulted. Jesus did not cry because he was mistreated or beaten or being nailed to the cross. But here, Jesus wept for Jerusalem because he truly had a concern for the city. He felt compassion for the condition of Jerusalem. There are two times Jesus cried. One next to Lazarus' tomb. He felt compassion to his friend who is facing death. That is something God does not intend for humans to be in. But this compassion is just only a quiet cry weeping from the Lord. But here, Jesus cries for Jerusalem, not just a quiet weeping, but it is a loud cry. He expressed in loud voice, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He expressed his concern by his words, by his cry, by his saying that to express that the compassion that Jesus has in the prospect of this city that he has loved and one day will be destroyed by foreign nations. In this particular prospect, the temple of the Israelite people still proud, and one day there is no stone upon another. We pray for guidance to think about in this time of Lent, why did Jesus weep? How did Jesus weep? That is Jesus weeping today. Let's pray. Dear our Heavenly Father, we thank you because of your compassion on each one of us. The love that you have given us is above all the love that we can experience in this world. So, we could not understand your love for us, but dear Lord, we have received this love. Please help us to experience this love in a complete way. And in this time of Lent, may we think about how Jesus had to weep so that we can have a appropriate response with the love that you have loved us. May your word teach us. May the Holy Spirit give us understanding. We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear congregation, there are three things that we will share with each other. Why did Jesus weep? Jesus wept because people were not knowing how peace is to be brought about. The second point, why did Jesus weep? Jesus wept because if his people did not know then that there is an enemy surrounding them. The third point is that why did Jesus weep? Jesus wept. If we do not know the time that Jesus has come to visit us. The first point is, why did Jesus weep? Because we do not know how peace is to be brought about. The story in the passage, when Jesus approached Jerusalem, Jesus saw the city and he wept over it. He said, a longing that had only known this day what would bring you peace. Jesus is longing for Jerusalem, for the people in this city to understand what they can know that will occur in the future to the city. They put the cloaks on the road to welcome him to Jerusalem. And entering Jerusalem, as he spread out the spread of his cloaks and say to honor the king, blessed is the king, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna means please save our soul. And they praise the Lord Jesus. Blessed is the king. is how Jesus came, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And he praised the Lord. And they praise the glory in heaven. They have done everything for the Lord. They could not understand their own condition. They did not understand that how Jerusalem would be destroyed in the future. Jerusalem is waiting for a leader, some kind of leader, to liberate them from the yoke of the Romans. And from the time they saw Jesus perform miracles, maybe Jesus is this leader that would bring them peace to the land. They were longing for peace. Maybe that kind of peace will come from someone, but maybe Jesus is the one to liberate them from the Romans. Jesus promised the peace to Jerusalem. Jesus said in Psalm 152, verse 2, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever, forevermore. Jerusalem, that name means it's a city of peace. This city of peace that does not know what would bring peace to the city, that is something it's very strange indeed. But our Jesus has wept for Jerusalem. If you have only known on this day what would bring you peace, this promise of peace does not come from the world. It does not come from any leader that they can put their hope in, but it came from the Lord. How could the people receive peace from the Lord, our Lord God? Here, there is something, this day will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you. Something is blocking their view of knowing what is happening. The peace God gave Jerusalem is still there, but their people could not see that peace. Why? How could Jerusalem receive peace when the prayer house becomes the dance of peace? How could Jerusalem be peaceful when Jesus said, you make our house into a den of peace? The one that caused Jerusalem to be hidden, that is their arrogance of their temple, their city. They were proud about their religion, that all the foreign nations had come to worship to God, to live up their offerings to God there. And from there, that this caused some opportunity for the people to take advantage, to sell and buy stuff, to make a profit. And so at the temple, there are some, there the places to sell pigeons and then the lamb for offering. They were proud because of their great temple that Herod had built for the last 46 years when Jesus saw that as a den of peace. They were proud because of their religious life based on the scripture. But Jesus, when he saw that, he saw hypocrisy. They were proud about their prayers in public places. But Jesus saw that those are just repeating of empty words in their prayers. They were proud because their religious leaders is very wise. But Jesus saw that and saw all of white tombstones. They are proud because their lips are praising the Lord. But Jesus only saw their heart is far from the Lord. They were proud about their Mosaic law and ceremonies. But Jesus saw that they denied the Lord and denied the Son of God who was sent by the Father. One, Jerusalem denied the Lord. And then how the ones who surround the people can give them peace. That is something that would not happen. Jesus has what? He went for Jerusalem. In the old days, Jesus went for Jerusalem. But today, is Jesus waiting, waiting for us? Jesus is waiting for you and me. Jesus is waiting for his church. Jesus has promised in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus promised peace, but when he saw his children to live under worries, that causes Jesus to weep. There is a sticker that was put in the bumper sticker that has something like this. No Jesus, no peace. But the second no Jesus, no peace. That means knowledge of Jesus is knowledge of peace. Maybe today many believers can say about Jesus, but they have never lived with Jesus. You know, how could we experience the peace if we don't live with Jesus in us? If there is seen, the efficient church has lost the first love. When he saw a burden in our church to keep the wrong teaching, when he looked at his church today, he saw Pietro confused with idol worship. He saw a church like Sardis, which is dead. Or he is seeing our church as Laodicea, is a lukewarm, like in Revelation. Those pictures cause the our church to be expressed the same way as the church in mentioned in Revelation. Maybe we are proud of our church building that we have bought with our own funds. Maybe we are proud because we have a worship team or many worship teams. Maybe we are proud at the church that we have fellowship, the meals with each other. We may be proud because we have a strong financial condition. But what do we think? When we think about our heart seeking after the Lord, that maybe we are late to worship, or maybe we could go one day and not some other Sunday because of our busyness in life. Our worship that is irregular like that, with not as enthusiastic as we should be. Perhaps Jesus is waiting for that. We forget the word of God, that our mind can be complaining about each other. Dear congregation, whenever we could not live in God's love, as we have not loved entertainment more than love the Lord, as long as we would not have a respect for denying the Lord, then maybe our Jesus is waiting for us in heaven. Jesus weeps because we do not understand how we receive his peace. The second point we want to share with you, that Jesus wept if we do not know our enemy is hard at work against us. Jesus said to Jerusalem, there will be one day the enemy will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hang you in every day. They will dash you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another. Jesus saw that it would happen in the future. Jerusalem could not, the people, they could not see what is happening to this city. But Jesus saw this. and prophesy ahead of time. There will be a someday that the enemy will come, him, this people in every side, and they will dash the people to the ground. That means the enemies will be very strong, very numerous. Jesus has said, but nobody was concerned of what Jesus was saying. What has people been paying attention to the Lord or not? Jerusalem is on a strong surrounding with a high wall to protect the city. They did not know one day the enemy can attack this strong city. But this prophet, Jesus prophesied about the fall of Jerusalem. And after these words from Jesus in 66 AD, it's the time when Roman Emperor Nero was in the throne. In this time, they needed money. They so find a way to collect money from the people there. And Nero ordered his representative in Judea to confiscate from the treasury in the Jewish temple. After 60 years of Roman taxation and oppression, the Jews saw this as the last straw, and they received all the money from Jerusalem. And because of that, the people want to capture all the money from the temple. And after many years like that under Nero, they could not stand it anymore. So they revolted. And these Jewish forces left east to the Roman garrison within Jerusalem. And Nero has sent General Vespasian, is a famous general, to quell the rebellion there. And to Jerusalem to conquer it. And the war between the Romans and the Jewish happened and lasted 3.5 years. And in the year 70 AD, another Roman emperor, and that is Titus, he came to Jerusalem with 50,000 soldiers. But he came with a peace treaty. He sent the ambassador Flavius Josephus to make peace with the people of Israel. But the Israelites rejected that peace treaty. And Titus had ordered to surround the city. And he said, whoever does not want to die must leave the city. So people who are in the rebellion, finding they die under the hand of the own Jewish people. So Titus has destroyed the city, and they climb up on the ladder through over the walls. In Jerusalem, the stone was destroyed, and many Roman soldiers were being killed, and that caused them to be full of revenge, and they vowed a full revenge at Sardis, and they destroyed the city. They burned down the city and destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. According to and this condition of Jerusalem, because they did not pay attention to what Jesus was saying. Maybe many years ago, Jerusalem had been in this particular condition for many years. Hosea is we read chapter 8, verse 12. I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something foreign. Jerusalem in the old day was like that. How about our church? Do we know that we have so many enemies surrounding us, trying to destroy what we have? I think that many come to church and bring a smartphone with them, and only a smartphone, and can see that it could make us digress from our worship, to make us not pay attention when we serve the Lord, that to make us distraction about the worship, or maybe there is some celebration of birthday that caused us to forget about the worship on Sunday. Maybe we are afraid of getting COVID-19 that caused us not to want to come to the church. Though in different days, the weekdays, they can come to the market, they can come to the entertainment place. Maybe they are so busy with their work that they cause that the believers not to be fulfilling the responsibility the Lord has given us. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told a parable about the coldness with the invitation of the Lord. The rich has thrown a party, and the invited guests, they were sent invitation. But on the day of this party, he sent out the servant to remind the invited guests to come. But all the special guests, they responded that, "Oh, dear Lord, I have just bought a field, so I must examine the field so I do not have the opportunity to come. Or I have a pair of oxen. I have to see what they are like." And another said, "Oh, dear Lord, I just married. I could not come." Dear congregation, all these special guests, they have been invited before they were buying their properties, before they get married. But at the time, they had been reminded of the time that this person invited them. They have excuses not to come. Maybe in your life and mine, many times we felt that I could not feel healthy enough. I could not come to worship. Maybe we are so busy that we think that, "Oh, I could not come to the worship this morning. Maybe the next time." All these kind of thinking that did not have give us an effort to try to worship the Lord on the day of rest. And we could not see the importance of worshiping the Lord on the day of rest. Many excuses always is a concrete for important that they could not make the exception on Sunday to worship the Lord. Have you felt ever discomfort, uneasy when we could not come to worship the Lord? Or not present in the practicing of the choir? Or could not attend the Bible study of the choir? And we have forgot that somehow we forget our responsibility to serve the Lord. Do you feel uncomfortable, uneasy about that one? Maybe not. Because we do not recognize that we have our enemies surrounding us, and those enemies are trying to destroy our faith. So, Jesus has wept for Jerusalem, but today Jesus is weeping for his children, because there are many enemies every day finding ways to surround us and destroy us. and kept us under its dominion to depend on them and not on the Lord. The first point we will share with you, Jesus wept because we do not know the time when the Lord comes to visit our people. In John chapter 1 verse 11, John describes when Jesus came into the world like this. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Indeed, this is something Jesus is hurting about. He came to his own, that nobody did receive him. In the passage we have read, saw that the cloud, when they lift up the voice to praise the name of the Lord, and there are people praising Hosanna, praise be the King who come in the name of the Lord. However, there are others who are rebuking Jesus, like Pharisees, ask Jesus, "Dear Rabbi, why don't you rebuke the disciple?" So that they could not exclaim and cry out, "Hosanna." Jesus said, "I tell you, if they do not cry out to praise, then this rock will lift up their voice to praise." When the glory of God has been expressed, there is nothing can prevent the praising of our Lord. In this crowd, there are two parts, two people. The one part will want to praise the Lord, but some will rebuke the Lord. There will be one who desires the Lord, but some will be hating the Lord Jesus. Though in the situation whether we hate or love the Lord, in this, nobody recognized that our Lord of the heaven and earth has been present with them in the flesh. They did not recognize this God that are leading them out of Egypt are now with them in the body of Jesus Christ. They want to keep doing what they have been doing. We have pursued without recognizing that the motivation for us to do what we do is come from the power of darkness. If we do certain things for our Lord because we are imitating someone else, or maybe we be proud of what we do to make proud to others. And Jesus came to the world. He was called Emmanuel. That means the Lord is with us. But Jerusalem did not recognize the time that Jesus was with the city. Jesus said, "Oh, I wish you only know on this day that would bring you peace." They did not felt the presence of God in their midst. How about us today? Examine our lifestyle. The way we live, does it express that there is a God that is among His church? If you and I continue to keep a desperation in our life, a cold shoulder to the Word of God, to continue to complain to our brother and sisters for the love that we have is not true love from the Lord. The way we conduct our lives, it will describe the one who we put faith in. How important is God in our lives? How God is necessary in our lives? How valuable is God in our lives for each one of us is expressed through the way we live. Well, there are ceremonies, but we have forgotten the true meaning of our worship, and it became meaningless when we come to the church. And what we brought to the Lord will be meaningless if we don't have faith in our offering. Our offering will not have a fragrance pleasing to the Lord, or the offering without faith. During the time of Jesus, Jesus could heal a blind person with the Lord. Jesus can heal someone very quickly. And he sent the blind to the river to wash the eyes from the mud. There is a one who was crippled for 38 years, and Jesus healed that person. This person could not be helped by anyone to come into the worship, to throw him down into the pool. When the pool was, the water was moving, what did Jesus do? He only said one thing, get up and walk. And then immediately, this person took up his bed and walked. A leper came to Jesus and said, if you're willing, Lord, you can heal me. Make me clean. Yes, I'm willing. Be clean. And immediately, this leper was healed. Another person who was possessed by 2,000 evil spirits, not just one, but 2,000 evil spirits. Nobody could conquer this person, but by the command of Jesus, and the evil spirit left this person, and he became healed, and he sits at the feet of Jesus to listen to Jesus. A 12-year-old daughter and Jairus has this daughter who was sick, and Jesus healed. They said, your daughter has been dead. Do not invite Jesus. But Jesus said, your daughter is not dead. She was sleeping. And Jesus said, get up. And then this daughter of Jairus was healed. And a friend of Jesus is Lazarus, who has been dead for 4 days. And there was snowy around the body already. But Jesus called Lazarus, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. And immediately, Lazarus walked out of the tomb. Well, nothing so difficult with our Lord. There is nothing impossible for the Lord. But there's one day, there is an officer, very rich, very religious, come to the Lord and ask Jesus one day, dear Rabbi, what do I do to have everlasting life? And Jesus said, you are very good with your life. There is only one thing. What the Lord needs of you is go back and sell all your possessions and distribute it to the poor and come and follow me. And then you will have everlasting life. But the scripture let us know, this young person was very sad when they hear those words. Dear congregation, when this young person left, Jesus is even more sad than this person was, because Jesus could not be powerful, but under an unbelief heart, Jesus could not do anything. With an unbelief heart, Jesus will weep for those people. There's a story in May 14, 1912. There was something with a very respectful kind of dressing, and he was walking on Hamburg in Germany, and all of a sudden he fell down and was unconscious, and some doctor came with the police and brought him to a taxi and asked the taxi to bring to the hospital. But on the way, this person passed away. And when he, the body, they did not know who he was, but there was no paper on him, though he dressed in a very, very good kind of a attire, like belonging to the king. And that night, all the servants of King Frederick the Eighth of Denmark saw that 2 a.m. that the king has not returned. Maybe he has to walk by himself. And so the servant called the director of the hotel, and the director said, contacted the police, and finally they found out that the person who was dressing really nice has been passed away in Hamburg, and that is King Frederick VIII of Denmark. He was also the brother of the Queen Alexandra of England, also the uncle of Tsar in Russia, that nobody knew about this king of Denmark because he has no paper on him. Our Jesus has came to Jerusalem that they did not recognize him. Jesus has come to the Colorado Spring Church. How many among us truly know that we are being visited by the Son of God? The congregation. Jesus wept because he has compassion for his people. Because he has faced many temptations like us, but he did not commit sin. Our keyword has said that his compassion is not just only some emotion, but it is a realization that Jesus is facing. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. He felt our weaknesses because this has been tempted. This Jesus has been tempted just like we do, but he did not commit sin, and that is Jesus Christ. So today, when Jesus looked at his children, Jesus seeing that they could not understand what could bring peace to them. They could not know that there are enemies that surrounding them, trying to destroy them. And Jesus wept because his people did not know that Jesus had come into their life. Jesus wept because he has compassion for us, because he has is facing that the situation that we are facing right now. But Jesus did not fail. Jesus did not disappoint our Father in heaven. He has victory over all. I'd like to end with this story. In the history of the U.S., Abraham Lincoln is the 16th president of the U.S. When he won the election, there are many enemies. They tried to find ways to criticize, to condemn him. And they looked down upon this president. And finally, he was assassinated. One of his enemies is Mr. Stanton. He said, Lincoln is very... that person is not worth to be our president, Stanton said. His descendants call Lincoln as a gorilla, a true gorilla. He said, why do people have to go to Africa to find a gorilla to bring home someone like Lincoln to be the president? We could find one right here in Springfield, Illinois, which is Lincoln. But Lincoln was quiet about that. And he made Stanton to be Secretary of War. He says that Lincoln's sentence is someone appropriate in this position. The day he was assassinated, Stanton stood next to the body of Lincoln and said, through his tears, "Lying here is the greatest leader the world that I have ever known. And the way Abraham conducted his life has made Stanton to recognize that Abraham was a great leader. Jesus was not assassinated. Jesus was not, and nobody can take the life of Jesus, but Jesus gave himself to the authorities to express his compassion to the greatest, to his children. That we have been surrounded by enemies, and his victory on the cross is our victory today, to take us away from the power of darkness. In this Lent season, in this time when we think about the love Christ has for us, may you feel that we have been visited by Christ. May the Word of God express His Word to us, that He loves us. And He loves us very much. Let's turn our hearts to God for prayer. Be our loving Father. We thank you for Jesus came and died for us on the cross. Without your sacrifice, we will burn in hell forever. And Jesus came and changed everything. Change our value before the Father, that we will become your children. Oh, Holy Father, may you have mercy and teach us your word. Remind us with your word that only in Christ we can experience that love. We could not find peace anywhere else. We could not find peace in the signs of this world, or anyone that can give us this kind of peace, only from God. May you remind us, Lord, teach us, knowing that the enemy is surrounding us, Satan and evil is prowling around us like a lion, that could find anyone who could devour. To be not careful, then our life will be overpowered by the power of darkness, that the enemy is trying to destroy our faith, that cause what we have in you. Please remind us that today is a time we will still be visited by you, that you are still among the church that are patiently reminding each one of us about repentance, about the recognition. Please help us that in this great season we pass like have many have passed before. That should not leave us some recognition, a change in us, that we may be transformed by your love in this last season, Lord. That we be brought closer to you. That we be worthy of your love, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.